Rose, you don't need a paddock full when you value add a product, and this is what I'm doing here is, you know, I'm taking this rhubarb and processing it, freeze-drying it, chocolate coating it, and I don't need to do what, say, you know, wood chipping industry had to do, was have thousands and thousands of hectares and still go bust. I only need a small plot like I've got here, but I work this and value add it into this wonderful product I'm making. You can see I've just put in another row next door, and I've got another row over next door ready to go in shortly. So it's not staying at just two rows. I'm going to have four rows here, and that'll give me around about a ton of rhubarb that I can then value add into my product.
The elusive product is a chocolate-coated, freeze-dried, can I call it a pebble of rhubarb?
Yeah, look, it's, you know, a ruby delight.
Did that idea, did the whole concept come to you in a flash, or has it been a series of problems to solve?
Rose, it's sort of come about through a lifelong association with rhubarb, growing up on the farm at Elliot, and my wonderful mother serving up all these different recipes with rhubarb in it. And I used to go through the rhubarb to catch frogs to go fishing with and all those sort of things. But 3 years ago, I went back onto the farm at home to sort of help. My father had passed away and the farm was going backwards and mum was going backwards. So I went back to help mum and the farm, and I thought, what am I going to do here? And I had this light bulb moment where I said, I'm going to make rhubarb new again. Then I thought, right, to do that, I need to get some rhubarb in. What sort of rhubarb I'm going to get? And I searched high and low for clumps of rhubarb in people's backyards, or bought some and all those sort of things, to try and get different varieties and work out which was the best one for me. I wanted deep red rhubarb stalks. And if you have a look at, say, this one here, Rose, pull this one here off, you can see the type of darkness I've got in that rhubarb.
The darkness is on the outside, but when it's freeze-dried, it seems to be, you know, ruby all through.
Yeah, because I'm processing it, so I'm taking it into the kitchen, working it, and then taking and getting it freeze-dried. So I've got continuity of colour right through the product. I'm not altering it at all as such. It's very natural. It's grown naturally with no additives other than, you know, organic fertilisers and mulches. You can see the straw and stuff on, you know, feeding it what it loves, and makes it a really good coloured product. And that's what we've got to do, is go back to these natural ways of growing product, because it comes out so much better than when you chemically grow things.
Clearly you know how to grow it, but taking a new product to market, have you ever done that before?
No, I haven't. And it's funny, my partner has been a national sales and marketing manager and run businesses of her own and all those sort of things. She is just amazed at the work that I've had to go through to start up a business. And, you know, I've been on this now for over a year, working on different products and refining and testing, and then going and get it freeze-dried, and no, that's not right, and going back and doing some more work. Then it comes up to, how do you get this to market? And so I've been very lucky. The Cradle Coast Innovation Group have been giving me business advice and mentoring, along with, you know, Department of State Growth. You know, I've had some wonderful people around me helping me, and I know that the other businesses that are starting up by people that are 30 years my junior need so much help. I've been around, I've had businesses, I've been a council alderman, all those sort of things, and been president of organisations. You'd think I'd know how to get a business going, and I'm still not there yet, Rose.
That's not going to stop you, of course.
Absolutely not.
When do you launch Ruby Delights?
Well, in 10 days' time, next Friday, I'm going on to a new crowdfunding site here in Tasmania, Get Funding. And so I am launching myself on to Get Funding to try and raise the capital I need, the finances I need to get all my website and packaging and boxes and design work and all that done to get this product to market.